I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I think that there is something actually very empowering about giving head and like making somebody come and then being like, being able to like come up and be like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm telling you, I encourage you to try it. If I like go all the way, I afterwards feel extremely powerful. I'm like, I'm that bitch.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Awkward Sex in the City. I hope you had a great 2 weeks. I hope you haven't missed me too much. I hope you were so excited that there was another episode in 2 weeks. Happy hump day. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, share, review this episode and all the episodes. Pleasantly surprised by how much excitement people had for this show to be back. It's really easy to forget when you're not doing it and you don't have that constant gratification that we are all addicted to at this point, right? Or is it just me? I don't know. This episode's really fun. I got to sit down with one of my favorite people in the world, Hannah Kaplan, who I met through a friend in the past couple years. A beautiful blending of friend groups with people dating, long story short, basically. And just, I love Hannah. I think she is just the bee's knees with like zero sarcasm there, because I know that's a weird thing to say. So funny, such an amazing performer, such an interesting person. We run the gambit, I think that's the right word I want to use, of topics. We talk porn, we talk sex, we talk masturbating, blowjobs, we talk Titanic, because how can you not? Which I've also been screaming at the rooftop since I found out from actually Hannah, they're showing it in theaters on Valentine's Day. So I've literally been screaming at everyone, like, we must go see this in theaters, including with Hannah. And after we recorded this episode, it reminded me how, like, especially I'm in my 30s, I'm almost 35, I'm almost in my mid 30. And I think it's really easy to think like you've met everyone, you know, that you're gonna meet. And then you don't, it's not true. There's just so many more people you're gonna meet that you're going to love, platonically, relationship-wise. I just think that's a really cool thing to think about, especially if you're feeling stuck in any way, shape, or form. There's just so much more to do, more people to meet and see and find and have fun. I do apologize. I feel like that went off the rails a little bit. I also apologize if you hear, just in the intro outro, a whistle. I live directly across the street from a elementary school, and the crossing guard, because we use crossing guards in New York City. I don't know if other cities do that or like states. I don't know. Has decided to have a whistle and whistle every time it's okay to go, which I feel is confusing because when I hear a whistle, I'm like immediately like, oh no, what'd I do wrong? So if you hear in the background, that's just her. I do apologize. I was trying to wait for school to start, but she's still out there. She's whistling away, and I love that for her. Anyways, let's get into the podcast. Let's get into the episode. Remember, rate, like, subscribe. I'll see you on the other side. Pre-COVID, it's been around since 2018. So when we had a switch, where's my Zoom so I can see you? So when we had a switch to like remote, you'd record and it never said that. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if this became like a thing, because then you could technically record. And if someone's not paying attention, not see the little like recording in like the corner. And like, what is that?
Maybe Zoom got like me too'd and they were like, all right, we have to ask for consent now. Right? And honestly, that's like partially a joke, but also like, it's not a bad thing. Like, I want to know. I want to know that you've started.
Also, do you ever think Zoom is like upset about COVID? Because none of us knew Zoom until COVID.
Zoom in my life. No. Zoom is pumped. Zoom is pumped to be like the number one bitch, because now it's just like synonymous with video chatting and everything. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody's like, do you want to do like a Google Hang or a Google Meet? Even though I use Google for everything, I'm like, no, fuck no. I want nothing to do with that shit. I can't work. I can't figure that stuff out. It's like Microsoft to me, where I'm like, it's not user friendly.
No, truly. We have to use it for work, which like now I know how to do it. But I remember like when I got hired, I had to introduce myself to the whole company with like two truths and a lie, which was really, it was really dumb. I know. I hated it so much. And
oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing so much about what they made you do.
And so after I do my two truths and a lie, they wanted me to talk. And because in Google, like in Zoom and in Google Meet, where like the mute, unmute button are different places, I accidentally left the meeting in front of like hundreds of people. And I was like, really, it's really dumb to be embarrassed about it, but I was like horrified. I was like, oh my God, they're like, where'd she go? And then in like a team meeting, I was trying to figure out how to, I work in customer service. And so we used to do these like Google Hangouts just to like talk to like our agents while taking calls. And there's a way to mute yourself and the meeting, but still be in the meeting and take a call. And it's crazy. Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. So I was in the team meeting. Someone showed me how to do it the week before, but I forgot. So I was like trying to do it in the team meeting. And my boss was like, Natalie, why do you keep muting me? And I was like, what? Not realizing that like I'm muting the whole meeting while I like try to figure out how to like mute myself. I don't do well with technology. When we are older, I am fucked. Like I will be one of those old people that just like.
Rude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I work at a restaurant like one day a week every now and then, and I have like the POS system, and everyone's like, oh, this is what they have in Europe. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm dumb then. Like, I suck at this. Like, I can never – people are talking at me, and they're like, I'll have this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, okay, like, let me just like find the modification button. I feel like really dumb. I feel like I miss writing and – using pens and like wasting paper, I guess.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
So when you
I miss paper life.
I didn't realize that. So when you take orders, you can't just write them down and like then go to the point of sale like system?
No, I just like plug it into like a little handheld device.
Oh my God.
And then when people ask for the check, I take it out of my back pocket and I do the same thing every single time. And everybody usually laughs, which is like pathetic, but I'm always like, I have it right here. And they're like, whoa. And I'm like, okay, so give me your money. Bye.
Oh man, day job life is the worst. Day job life. I have like ruined my algorithm on TikTok. It's nothing but like really unhappy stories and then like people recreating their customer service most recent experience. And at first I loved it because I was like, yes, vindication. I know what this person's going through. And now it just makes me super anxious. And I'm like, please stop putting yourself in a situation where you're now like doing customer service, not during your work hours. Like, what are you doing?
I have to just clocked in 24/7.
Oh, truly. I finally just took Slack off my phone. So that's how we talk. Like, that's how we message each other is via Slack because we're all remote. And so on my days off, I would just be like, what am I missing? What am I missing? Because it's a startup. So things like change like rapidly, like how we do things every fucking day.
And I'd be like, we don't know if we're going to make it by the end of the week. Slack, 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 Slack.
Right? So I was like, I just realized like the past couple weeks ago how like I've invested I've become, how it's really starting to fuck with my mental health. And I was like, nope, we got to take a step back. And then I was like, no, I'll keep it on my phone. I won't look. And then I was like, girl, you're looking during your lunch hour. Like, get the fuck off. So finally I did it. I finally was like, cannot anymore.
I'm like addicted to emails. And I don't even, I'm not even professional in that way. Like, what's coming in for me other than the New York Times daily newsletter and I don't know, like spam, but I'm always refreshing the email. Like for some reason, I think like that's where it's going to happen, where like the email will come and it will be like, hey, Hannah, your life is about to get awesome. And I'm like, woo, but I'm always just refreshing. It's like, and I took the mail app off my phone. Like, fuck yeah. Like I'm separating myself out. And then the other day I missed like important emails that were sent to me that I didn't realize like we're still going to this email address. Like I don't even know, I guess there's like an iCloud account that's like associated with like that email address, which is separate from like your Gmail and your Google and all of technology, baby. Marry me now, like I can't figure it out. But yeah, I missed important things, and so I was like, all right, I guess I'll just put this back. But the notifications kill me. Like I hate seeing 29, 32, not just like arbitrary numbers alerting me to like something in my inbox that I have to like.
I don't do notifications for like anything. I don't do notification for Gmail. I don't do it for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anything. Because I would go crazy. I do news notifications, which is also terrible because they are the worst headlines ever.
Like bomb cyclone.
30 people died. Why? And you're like, what the fuck? No, yeah, I have to read this.
So that's something worse than the Titanic. And you're like, oh God. I'm going to read this.
Speaking of Titanic, I've been really, really wanting to rewatch it because I just found out recently that James Cameron like wanted to be like a like marine biologist or some shit. And like he did everything. You know the scenes where they're like underwater?
Yeah.
That's the real Titanic. That was him,
right? Oh, yeah. He's a little freak. Like he loves. I was on a plane and it was like, it was a 25 years later, 30 minute documentary or whatever. And it's basically just James Cameron going around to like the places where he filmed or asking scientists and like biologists and being like, did we get it right? And they're just like confirming it with him. And he's like, we did it. This film is completely accurate. And you're just like, okay, James, we love you. We love the movie. It's like, it's not completely accurate, right? Like we can agree on that, but I love Titanic. It's coming back into theaters on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, we have to go. Oh my God.
Yeah, let's double date. I asked Harrison if we could go and he said yes.
Yes, no, I want this so bad. How old were you when that came out? I think it came out in 1996.
I was six.
You're six. Yeah. I was eight. Did you watch it when it came like first came out?
No, I watched it a couple years later at my friend Madeline's house. She was like a bad girl. But her parents were divorced and I feel like they sort of let her do whatever she wanted to do. And that included like watching Titanic at age eight. And we watched it in the morning, I remember, which is like a really weird time to be watching that.
Yes.
3.5 hour movie. But yeah, and I was blown away, but I was also a little freak and I was very into Titanic like before the movie. Like I was fascinated by how they fucked up so bad and so many people died. I had like a large morbid curiosity with with the Titanic?
Most of the girls I know have a morbid curiosity to mass death. Like, if it's not Titanic, it's World War II. If it's not World War II, it's serial killers. If it's not all three of them, it's something else.
Yeah, yeah. People are really into murder. I'm more into, like, natural disasters or, like, things that could have been prevented. I was really into, like, Henry VIII and his, like, six wives and all of that violence and all that shit that got kicked off.
Fucking Anne Boleyn. Like, didn't deserve it.
Anne Boleyn, baby. But, like, without her, we wouldn't have Shakespeare. Like, I could go into it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's like, well, because her daughter was Elizabeth I, and she was, like, a huge patron of William Shakespeare. And, like, also Anne Boleyn was all about, like, putting money back into, like, schools and, like, taking money out of the churches and putting it into, like, the poor people's hands.
Love it.
Like, an icon. Modern day badass bitch. But, yeah, I was really into, like, injustice in that way, or, like, things that, like, went wrong that maybe shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And, like, low-key, like, tsunami documentaries. Those are really, really fucked up, but...
I was actually going to ask you about that, and to the viewers, I am... There is something... I'm going to go back to the Titanic in a second to bring it back to sex and dating, but I was going to ask how you felt about the tsunami, the big one. What was that? 2004? The one that killed, like, hundreds of thousands
Everyone.
Of people. Yeah.
I don't know. It was crazy. It's like seeing something like that, basically seeing the world turn on itself I don't even know how to describe it. I was like very disturbed by it, but also incredibly fascinated, because it's like, you can't, even sometimes in those situations, it's like, what could you have done? Like nothing. It just is what it is.
Yeah. I'm looking up right now. There's that movie with Naomi Watts. Where
that shit was good.
That whole family fucking lived. Like, that's, like, that's just so rare, as we know.
They're lucky.
And, like, yeah, I always, like, I feel like I'm screaming. They're so lucky. And, hold on.
Screaming. I feel like I'm, like, snotting through this.
But, it, like, for me, it's always, like, this reminder of, like, the world always wins. Like, Mother Nature always wins.
Always.
Like,
we have no chance.
I've been, like, doing surfing lessons and stuff like that. And you get taken out by these, like, 1 foot waves. And not even, like, oh, they just take you out. You're, like, spiraling underneath this 1 foot wave. And to even think of something that big. And it's why I will, like, never move to the West Coast, because they're, like, the big one is coming. And not just the earthquake. It's, like, there's this massive article about how in, like, Portland and Washington, you can see on the trees where it was hit by, like, this massive tsunami, like, massive. And all the scientists are like, yeah, it's, like, any day now, it's coming. And we have no plan. They were like, everyone old will die. All kids will die. Like, there's no way.
Women and children first. Mm-hmm. And when they say that, they're like, goodbye.
Yeah, they're like, you're dead. You're done. Anybody like, if it, like, a school get hit...
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm just interrupting you.
No.
I'm getting hype about the impending doom of the West Coast.
Truly, like, I'm going to the West Coast for the first time next weekend, and I'm like, what if it's today? Like, what if it happens today? That'll suck so hard. I don't think it will, but it is, like, I just feel safer in New York, even though we are surrounded by water, and, like, we're screwed over here, too.
Yeah, it's just different. At least you can drink the water here. Like, the water sucks over there. There's no, like, proper, like, drainage systems. A coworker of mine is going to move to LA for a couple months, and I'm like, because it's like, okay, so you're just going, like, for the mudslides, for the fires, for the flooding, for the weather. You're going for the weather. Yeah, it's about the weather. Okay, have fun in the weather.
Like, I remember Laguna Beach season one. Or no, was it season two? There was the mudslide that they did the charity for.
The charity. Is that when they did the fashion show?
Mm-hmm.
And did Jason kiss Jessica during that? Am I making that up? Am I fast-forwarding?
There's two fashion shows. I can't remember if the one where Jason kisses Jessica is the mudslide or if it's the one before. It might be the one before the first season. Which, guess what, y'all? Laguna Beach is now available on Netflix, but not season three, which is underrated.
Huh.
Yeah.
Season three is underrated and really weird.
It's really weird. It's really underrated. I fucking love them in the worst possible way.
Worst possible way. Kristen, that haircut, looking back on it now, I'm like, I would never cut my hair like that, but something about it on her looked so good. I was like, yeah, I want like fully frosted hair and I want each end to be sticking out in a little chunk. Like I want spikes like flipped up.
Oh, I had that. Like, I did the hair flippy out thing. It was bad. I actually was talking about it with Callie in Virginia, and I have to find a photo of it because I look like Carol Brady. Like, just like full, like flip. Because that was like the look. And it was like, I could only do my sides. I was really bad at my back because I couldn't see it, like the back of my
Yeah,
head.
nobody can. Wait, very quickly, speaking of Carol Brady, I don't what? Okay, so in the Brady Bunch, the two get together, everybody's got their kids. Where are the other parents? Are they both widows?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
We
remember.
never talk about it. Do they never get introduced? Do we never have a deadbeat dad, deadbeat mom episode?
I feel like in my mind, I just always thought they were like deadbeat parents. Because there's no talk of like death, which you think like that family, such a wholesome family, would like honor the death of like their like spouses that gave them their beautiful, beautiful children. But I didn't watch it enough. I wasn't like a Brady Bunch family. I was a Brady Bunch movie family.
Yeah,
I
because
love
those were
that
like
shit.
making fun of the show, basically.
Oh yeah. No, they were so, I honestly feel like ahead of their time in a lot of ways.
Yeah, when they go on vacation to Hawaii, I was like, is this the same thing? And it's not. I think it was like a different mom. Some of them had different kids playing the kids. Like the movies had different actors sometimes.
I do think it is where everyone started to dabble in stepbrother, stepsister porn. Everyone was like, well, they're doing this on the Brady Bunch movie. It
It's
makes
fine.
sense. It's fine. They're not related.
Yeah, I guess just keep it in the family, right?
I do think that is literally like a porn company name, production name. It's like All in
Keep
the
it in the
Family or
family.
Keep It in the
Yeah.
Family. I watch a lot of porn. I watch
I
all
watch
of
a lot of
it.
porn.
I have so much fun.
I do too. I felt so shamed for so long. And then, well, okay, when I watched The Bachelor, there's something about that show that gets me like so horny that I kid you not, I literally have to watch like rough
Interesting.
porn after. Like, I feel like I need like, I'm like, I want like four dudes fucking one girl, like quickly. Like, I need like, because there's so little sex happening on that show, I need to go into overdrive. And this has happened to me multiple times where I've had to stop what I'm watching and be like, voraciously masturbate and look at crazy porn and then be like,
No, this
okay, and
is
I'm
a
ready for the
thing.
one-on-one. Yeah, it's I gotta get my fix. Like, I gotta get my fix. If I'm gonna watch 45 minutes of this like semi-Christian crap, then I gotta fucking rub it out.
I know now that you say that, I do that too for different things, like young adult shit, which I feel like sounds gross, but it's more like they're so happy and in love. And like
I
I was
know.
such a late bloomer and never had that experience in middle school or high school or most of college that it gets fantasized, and then you're like, yeah, I must masturbate like right now. Like I
Right
must.
now.
And it's not like the show itself is doing it for me. It's like the idea of it all.
Well, they're also like 25-year-olds playing kids, I guess, so you're
Oh,
forgiving.
yeah, they're getting like unapologetic about that. I love Never Have I Ever on Netflix. It's really sweet.
I haven't seen it.
I highly recommend it. It's like fucking narrated by that tennis star. I'll look it up. He's like balding, but it's very funny. But one of her love interests is
McEnroe? Is it McEnroe?
Macro. Yes.
Ah, he's like the only one that like has sort of transitioned into acting,
Yes, so he narrates
right?
it. I think so. And it's like done really well, but she's like the actual actor is 19, I think, and one of her love interests is legit 30. And he's playing like a junior in high school, and I'm like, fuck you. Like it's so obvious.
Yeah, this is too weird.
Even in like Last of Us,
Oh, I just started watching that.
well, when they were like, he's 36, I'm like, he is not
36 is dying.
36.
I'm 32. I was like,
Oh,
bitch.
32. I was like, no, absolutely not. I just like looked straight at Aaron. I was like, you're 41, like, and you don't look that old. Like, he like is
Yeah.
disgusting. Like, I think he's super hot, but he does not look 32-year-old hot.
No. And it's also like, I know how old you are because I'm consistently Googling if you're married every week. Like, do you have a wife? Are you a bachelor still?
He does not.
He
does not. But like bringing that up, like talking about all these shows, it kind of like reminds me. Well, Titanic is what made me think of it because I was 8. Same. I was in the morning. We were watching on this really small TV in my friend's like kitchen, and I just remember how much it then would like mold my mind into thinking this is what romance was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like how fucked up that is now. Like it's and just not possible. And then also the idea of
you would just never meet a poor person on a boat and be like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you would. Actually, I don't know. People are getting catfished these days, so.
Is catfishing like still like a big thing? Probably. I don't see why not.
I think like lying is still a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I literally was just talking about this with my previous podcast guest that like 2022 like all the like really bad dating things came back, like ghosting, love bombing, lying,
gaslighting,
like it came back in like a very fiery vengeance. I feel like when it was like, oh, the 2020-2021 we're like working on ourselves to be better people to ourselves and the people around us, and now it's like I don't give a shit about you, one and done type of stuff.
I think it's because we were forced to like be inside and like reckon with ourselves, and now it's like, oh, like we didn't die, we made it, everything's fine, great. Mm-hmm. Let's like fuck around and find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember thinking like summer of 2021 was gonna be like a shit show because it was like we finally can go out, it feels a little bit safer, and it wasn't. But this summer I feel like was a shit show. Summer 2022,
yeah, messy.
Yeah. How long have you, were you and Harrison dating during COVID or?
Yeah, so we started having sexual relations with each other during COVID, but like not until like July of the first year. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm not ready. Like, and so I just basically like fucked around with his head and his heart for like a hot, like couple months. And then finally in January, so I guess like, yeah, it's been 2 years. We started dating during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell people that and I feel like it's like my own insecurity when people are like, oh, like you got together during COVID. You guys just like decided like you were done trying to like, but, and this is my own story that I'm telling myself where I'm like, it's not true. But because, you know, you meet people that like got together during COVID and you're like, yes, I remember it was like a really hard time. Everybody kind of like, mm-hmm. stuck together, like the codependents like really even mm-hmm. got even more codependent and everybody else was like, fuck this, I'm separated. But we've been friends since high school, so we've known each other for a really, really, really long time. So I think all that COVID really did was just sort of facilitate enough time for me to be like, oh right, yeah, okay, we can do this, we should do this, we should have been doing this, maybe, I don't know.
Was there a moment when you were like, oh yeah, this is the sign that like we should be together?
Yeah, he was like massaging my feet. He was giving me a foot massage and I was like looking at the way he was holding my feet. And now I feel like I need to tell every person listening to this right now, and I love you, Harrison, he has the craziest looking hands because he's a puppeteer and he has like long nails on one hand, so he's like, because he's playing guitar lots of times with it.
Oh.
And so he has these crazy looking hands, but I was like looking at them and I was like, wow, these crazy looking hands are just holding my foot so tenderly and gently. And I like could feel, this is disgusting, I could like feel how much he loved me through his little gnarled puppet hands, like wiggling my toes around. And then I was like in that moment, I was like, I'm going to fuck this guy tonight. Like straight up, I was like, I'm going to have sex with you.
Was that the first time? No. Yes.
Yes. We've like made out in high school. And then like 7 years later, we took some acid together and we made out. And then I like, He tells me this all the time. He goes, you got up to go take a shit and you never came back. And I was like, oh. That sounds right, though. That just sounds very right. So, no, we never, like, really done.
You never came back.
Yeah, like, so devastating.
I love that so much. Oh, my God, this is so sweet. He was caressing your feet before you guys even had sex. Like, that's how much. Like, I will not touch Aaron's feet. And Aaron will not. Me and Aaron both have disgusting feet. Like, I have plantar warts, like, all over both my feet.
It is what it is. It just is what it is. Mm-hmm.
I don't like his feet. I just don't want to touch him. We both don't want to touch each other's feet. And that's after like 8 years together. We're still like, no. And so this was happening before anything was like official, like Facebook official.
Yeah. Well, we also used to like sleep. Like we're both from the same town, or he moved to my town in high school. And so we would like go home and like stay at each other's houses and like just like share a bed together and be like, this is fine. Like, this is normal. And then just like rub each other's backs. So we basically were just giving back rubs for like 10 plus years.
That is a lot of sexual energy, like pent up sexual energy there.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank God it was good, because I was like, after all this, like, it better be. Otherwise, I'll be like, I don't know. I'll be devastated, I guess. I'll never be able to like forget that you sucked at sex. But
and it's hard.
Good job, baby.
It's hard too, because the first time, especially, I feel like the first time with that much like built up behind it,
I know.
Like usually doomed. Like I not this is anyway similar, but I like had this like textual relationship with someone from my high school after like college. So I lived here in New York and he lived in a different state, and we did this like I was like in love with this person. I don't think I can say the same like vice versa. So I flew out at one point to him in this different state, just hours and hours away on a plane, and we both were just like stiff. We just did not know what to do, because we'd never. Our bodies don't work together. We'd never like talked on the phone. It was all via like, let's just text, or like, I think Facebook at that point. It was really weird. But like, he would be like the first person I talked to in the morning, the last person I talked to at night. It's like all day, 24/7, disgusting. And then we get there and it was like, the sex was just like so bad from both of us. Like,
that's
I.
The worst.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. We were also young too. I was I think I was 24, maybe 10 years now. So like, I didn't know what I liked yet. He didn't know what he was doing going down on me. I think I knew head, because head's just very easy to do. I know there was completion, but it was just like, so we're here for like multiple days at his place, and I was like, this was like a terrible mistake, but I'm also now even more in love with you because we've had sex. And it was just like,
I've bonded to you now.
I'm now bonded.
The hormones.
And then he broke it off, I think, within 24 hours of me going back home. Honestly, I think it was the right decision. I think he did a really shitty job of it. Because I was like, yeah, now that we've had sex, I think we should be like official. And he was exclusive. And he was like, I don't think we should, because we live in like, you know, different time zones. And I was like,
he's like, we should exclusively not be together.
I think like, I can't remember how it ended. I think he felt I was getting too serious, which I absolutely was like, yeah, we are serious. And then he was like, yeah.
As one does when we're young. I think about all my anxious attachment issues. Once upon a time. Mm-hmm. If they're not even still here today, which I'm sure Barbara would like to differ. But
I think I still have them. And I think like I'm very happily in a relationship with Aaron, but like I can have a full blown relationship with someone in my head that I think is hot for like a full day and be like, yep, we're getting married, we're doing this, we're doing that. I just am so, I think, like attracted to people. Like, I don't know. And like, yes. I think that's very normal in like a relationship too, to be like, yeah, of course I'm attracted to this person. Like I have a friend that I definitely like, we definitely like have a flirting basis, and Aaron's like, yeah, you guys like kind of flirt together sometimes. And it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's like nothing there, but it's just like
you gotta flirt.
Yeah. It's just like kind of there. And none of it's like in person ever. So it feels like very safe, but I think it just sets up people for failure. If you're like, no, this is just this one person, you're never going to be attracted to anyone else.
That's insane. That's insane to think about. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You're always going to be attracted to other people. Like fucking Daddy from The Last of Us. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if he approached me in the real world, Harrison would be down. I think he'd be okay with me doing it.
Yeah. I think like, have you guys ever had that talk before of like, who famous, if it ever happened, like, could I fuck?
No, I don't know. I feel like that makes me realize that I should ask him that, because I don't really know, like, what kind of celebs he's into, mm-hmm. I guess. Like, I don't know who I have to watch out for. Mm-hmm. I don't know mm-hmm. who I have to fucking come for. But, no, I probably should have that conversation with him and be like, But I hope he knows, and I think he does know, like, you know, if it happened, I would just be like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, I think whatever. Something like that. Yeah, for sure. But it's funny too, because we do live like in New York, that it's not the wildest thing to run into a celebrity, you know, or to
no, it's pretty normal.
Yeah, or to even like talk to one, because it's like no one cares. Like in New York, it's not like LA where it's like autographs. It's just like, yeah, whatever. That like it could possibly. Like a very small, very small percentage, but it's like, yeah, it could happen.
I could fuck you. Why not? If Adam Levine is DMing like randos, why could I not get fucked by a celebrity? That's where it's at. Where it's like you always have to just remind yourself, like, people on TV, horrible actors. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but so many people, they suck. Like, just because these celebs might be really hot, like they're usually hooking up with like grodies randoms that they found, like literally, like one day their algorithm was like, take a look at like Tawny Jessica. I don't know why that's their name, but that's what it is.
We could like be those grodies. We could be them.
I'm happy to be a grody.
Happy to be. Do you have someone that you are like, I would 100% just in a heartbeat fuck
celebrity wise
yeah, or not, if you're like My childhood love from seventh grade. He really grew up.
The one that got away. I don't know. I was like really into. Well, as a kid, I was really into Orlando Bloom. No offense to you, Orlando Bloom, but like I look at him now and I'm like, a little bitch. And I don't think he is a little bitch, but I just like. There's something that's so. Earnest, and when I say earnest, I mean it in the bad way, not in the good way. Mm-hmm. Like I mean it in like the brow nosing kind of like. There's something that's just so that he takes so seriously about acting and everything that once upon a time was attractive to me, and now I'm like, but
yeah.
But as a kid, I was fully obsessed.
There was a lot of like Orlando Bloom propaganda, I feel like, going on in our youth, because that was like Lord of the Rings too, right? Like everyone was like really into his character in Lord of the Rings, and like. I'm like just looking him up now for a picture of him in like the early aughts. They didn't give us a lot of great options in the early aughts.
No. But now, Hot Priest, like for sure. Hot Priest could ruin my life.
Oh yeah. From Fleabag, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first I thought you meant Young Pope and I was like, yeah, I'd let him.
He could also ruin my life. Jude Law could ruin my life if he wanted to.
Fleabag is so... good. I need to rewatch it. I haven't watched it since 2020, but it was just like, just chef's kiss. And it's so funny too, because like you, I did Edinburgh where she did like the show, and everyone was like, this is the new Fleabag. And I was like, no, it's not. We know it's not. We know that it's not. Like, we know. But I just found that very funny. But he's how old is he now? He's 46 now. Orlando.
That's an appropriate age, honestly. Like, if I wasn't with Harrison, I think the next person that I would try to date would be in their 40s.
I
think that men that age weirdly fetishize me, and I think I'm okay with it, actually.
Interesting.
I've realized.
How old are you? You're 30?
I'm 32.
32? Yeah. Yeah. Aaron's 41.
There's something about, like, men that age and their sense of humor where they can say, like, pretty off-color shit, and I feel like they think that they're safe around me. And, like, for the most part, like, I let them feel that way, but I can tell they, like, really enjoy. And, like, when I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about, like, a specific dude that was, like, at the restaurant I was working at the other day.
Mm.
But I just, like, love it. I just, like, thrive off of the attention from, like, the mid-40s male.
Interesting. I don't think it's a bad place. I don't think it's a bad dating pool. And now also...
No, I feel like they know a little more.
They know a little bit more.
And they know a little less, too. They're like, down to be... This is such a sweeping generalization, but I feel like they're down to just be, like, told, like, you're a shithead. And they're like, okay. Right? No? Am I wrong? I could be wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong. And I know I'm just thinking because it's, like, now a lot of my dude friends are 40 or turning 40 very soon. So I feel like that's accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. Like,
sexually mature enough to, like, I don't know, handle the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's hard for us ladies out here.
Mm-hmm.
Life be hard. I don't know, but maybe this is just like also my like theater program, like being groomed by like older men coming back and like infesting this conversation, making me think this is something that I want. And really in reality, it's like, no, Hannah, that's bad. Like, don't fuck the 40 something year old dudes. Like, they're not good. They don't want what's best for you.
I would say that if you were in like your early 20s, but you're in your 30s. So it's like not a weird age gap, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, you like South Park? Yeah, I know you do. I like South Park.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do, you shithead.
Yeah, you little bitch. And then they're like, wow.
No, I think that's fair. I had to
be like, I'll give you head, baby. And I'm like, yeah, you are. I'm not doing anything.
You're not doing anything. Yeah.
Right? I feel like men in their 40s, like, they would do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Oh, my God. I also, like, used to love giving head, and now I'm very, like, meh.
I'm tired. My neck hurts. I'm literally leaning over like this. I'm, like, my nasal passages are, like, filling with liquid. I'm, like, my neck hurts. I can't do it. I'm just, like, too not into it.
Yeah, I'll do for a couple minutes for it. Like, I'm not sure if you heard this set or this bit, but this is very true. In COVID times, because I have OCD, like I have like the like legit OCD, that there's an article that went around that was like, we found COVID in semen. Like, we have found it. And it was really, it obviously like wasn't anything. They were like, we're not sure if it's like sexually transmitted, or is this just like the viral load after you've gotten COVID.
Viral load.
Right.
That needs to be a porno.
I'm Googling it the moment we get off this. And if there is a porn link, I'm sending it to you.
Yeah, I need it.
That like my OCD was so bad at that point that I thought like if anything I did was like I was going to get COVID and like die and everyone around me was going to die. I was like, Aaron, I can't give you head. Like, I can't. There's
That's the best excuse I've ever heard in my life.
It was also, I think, like the tipping point too, because like when you're with someone with OCD, I do feel like you kind of have to like be like pick your battles, and like usually my OCD is in check. It was not in check there, but Aaron was like, it's time to talk to a therapist. Like, it is time.
Yeah. He was like, not my blowjobs.
Yeah, he's like, you can come for this, but you can't come for my BJs. It was that, and there was a pillow. I freaked out. He threw a pillow on the floor. We were just being silly and, like, dancing. He threw it on the floor so he could, like jump on it and slide. And I was, like – and then he put it back on the couch, and I was, like, what the fuck did you just do? And he was, like, what are you talking about? And I was, like, there's now COVID on our couch because it was, like, we walk here. Like, it was a mess. And it was, like, those two were the tipping points where he was, like, I love you. I know you're talking to your therapist, but I know you're not bringing up your OCD with her, and you need to. And it really was, like, but it took a long time for me to trust his penis in my mouth again. And I do think that kind of is what made me be, like, it's not my favorite thing on the menu anymore. Like it used to be.
No, I get it. It's, I enjoy like the performative act of like giving head as I'm doing it. I'm like whipping my hair around. Cause I'm like, yeah, like arch me back, whatever. my level of impatience is like incredibly high. So if it's taking more than 5 minutes, I'm just like, I feel like I start making noises where I'm just like,
you just like sigh heavily with someone's dick in your mouth.
And it's so rude because like Harrison will like put in the work, right? Like he'll just like keep going. He's like, I just want this for you. Mm-hmm. I want you to like, I want you to finish. I want you to come. I want all these things. And I'm like over it the second I step into the store. I'm like, but every now and then I like smoke a bowl and I'm feeling really sexy and I'm like, let's go.
Oh yeah, if I'm feeling really sexy or like really twirly, yeah, I'm down. Down to play. But I will say I've always done head as like foreplay's not the right word, because foreplay is like isn't a word anymore really, but it'd be like this is the appetizer.
This is how we start.
Never like have made someone like come from my mouth
ever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would recommend it because honestly, it's kind of empowering. And now I'm probably in like the small minority of people that are like, Maybe this is because I'm a people pleaser, but I always swallow. Always. It's always going down. And so I feel
Really?
like, yeah. And so I think that there is something actually very empowering about giving head and like making somebody come and then being like, being able to like come up and be like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm telling you, I encourage you to try it. It'll be easier than you think. Men are fucking come in 30 seconds usually. So, well,
Okay.
that's not true. I'm making that shit up. Some people don't come ever. But yeah, I don't know. I find if I like go all the way, I afterwards feel extremely powerful. I'm like, I'm that bitch. And I'm that bitch that like you would brag to me. Like, I want to be that bitch that you brag about to other people to be like, yeah, my girl always swallows. It's like, yeah,
Oh
bitch.
my
Also,
God.
because like, I'm not gonna like get out of bed and like spit this out. You know what I mean? It's like, it's also, there's a whole other thing. It's just, it'd be rude. It's like,
It would be rude.
I don't know.
I am so impressed because, okay, I have let people come in my mouth because, like, we'll be like, where do you want to come? Blah, blah, blah. Do you want to come on my face? Do you want to come on my tits? Do you want to come on my mouth? If I'm
Never on
really,
my face. I never let anybody go on my face.
I have only because it's like, it's not on my mouth because I hate the texture. I hate the texture so
Yeah.
much that it makes me gag immediately that if I let someone come in my mouth, I put my tongue up. So it stops it from going to the back of my throat. And I
Ah.
will get up immediately and spit it out. One time, I would think I was like really drunk. I can't remember who this was what with who this was with, but they came in my mouth and I immediately was like, there's one on my shake. And I just like spit it out on the floor. I was like, I can't.
That's kind of hot, though.
If I ever swallow, like I am hammered. I am like, yeah, let's do this. But I am like brown out drunk at that point. Yeah, like. So I'm so impressed that you're just like doing it, just going
I
for
have to. I don't want it on my hands either. Like, I don't. I'm like also fastidious in the way where it's like, yeah, I don't want to get up. I
it.
don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to have to clean this up in any kind of way. It's like the cleanest cleanup. Clean up on aisle jizz, you're
It
done.
that might be the title, Clean Up on Aisle Jizz of this episode. It is
Yeah.
the cleanest way. It is, and 'cause I do get very lazy. Like the moment sex is done, I'm like, I'm so out of it.
Oh, yeah. If I'm even there to begin with, it's very often that I'm like astral projecting out and I'm like, shit, I didn't get groceries. I'm easily distracted.
It's so real. Or like if I'm just like even a little bit tired, I'm like, like what if I just, do this to make this go a little bit quicker? Which I think is like a real thing, especially when you get older and like have like a day job and you're creative and have friends, but also like a partner. Like it's just everything like compounds on each other.
I know. I don't need to like come every time. Harrison
Yeah.
doesn't understand. He just is so nice and wants it for me every time. And I'm straight up like, sometimes this is about you. I want this for you.
Oh, same. Yeah. Because for me too, it's like, if I haven't come, without hands helping, that means I have to go clean myself up real quick because I don't want a UTI. And then that just takes
Yep.
you out of it really quickly if you're just like getting like their splooge and your splooge off of you. Then go back to wherever you were and then get yourself back into like the mindset to get horny and do like do get where you need to be because it does
Yeah.
take like an Olympic gymnast concentration for women to come. Like there's just so many
So
variables.
true. Yes. As the wind blows, the door closes, I'm out of it. It's done.
Oh yeah, it's like my leg is not stretched a certain way. It's
Oh,
going to get in the
yeah.
way. Yeah.
I'm cramping.
Yes. Oh my God, that's something that's been new and I've now started to do yoga, but I've been cramping more on top, like my hips, like painful cramping.
Girl, I fucked my knees up. Like, there is only so much I can take up there. Like,
Oh
it is
no.
bad. But it's good for me. I'm so lazy. Honestly, I'm like, I would identify as a pillow princess. And I just like love to just lay there and get boned.
Oh yeah. No. Who said it? I had a guest that was like their favorite way to get fucked is on their belly from behind because they're doing literally nothing. And I was like, yeah,
Nothing.
that sounds great. You're like, they're like, yeah, you just lay there and like get fucked. You do whatever you want down there. And I was like, that's
You're just
amazing.
like texting. Yeah, you're like, you're ordering Grubhub.
Making the grocery list that you forgot.
Yeah,
Yeah. Killing
that
two
I
birds
always
with one
forget.
stone. Oh, yeah.
I'm like half the time I'm like, shit, I haven't eaten. Shit, my anxiety is like really about to spike after this. Like,
oh no.
The rush of emotions will just like send me over.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I finish and I cry.
No, that's very real. It's very intimate too. And vulnerable.
I know. But usually it's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. You made me feel so good. It hurts.
It hurts. Oh.
Like a nice way.
Like, sex is so wild. Like, sex is so crazy.
I feel like never would I have imagined that this is, like, what sex would be like. Like, if I was to think of myself as a young child in my early masturbating years. Not a child. Well, actually, that's not true. I was, like, a horny little skank bag. Like, I was masturbating from a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, was, like, incredibly insecure in, like, my own body. And so I feel like I really forced myself to be, like, an overtly sexual creature at an age that I wasn't really ready for. Mm-hmm. But now I've sort of, like, my brain, my body, like, everything is, like, caught up. But it's just interesting to think about, like, now, like, what my perception of sex was when I was, like, I don't know, in middle school, high school, watching Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Just to call it back to our baby boy. Because that's, like, such an example of, like, the most, like, basic missionary sex of all time. But that's what you associate with love, right? Like, you think, like, that's mm-hmm. that's love and, like, romance. And now thinking about, like, my life now, and here I am just being, like, my neck hurts. And, like, fuck me on my tummy.
I know. And, like, I feel like I also, like, never look at the person I'm fucking either, because it's, like, I'm on top. I'm just, like, this. Like, I just, like, I want to look up. Yeah. So I look, like,
just smash my tits in his face.
Right? Yeah, I think I started masturbating early, too. I just remember, I think I, like, went to the bathroom and was, like, cleaning up down there and was, like, oh, that feels good. Like, I don't know what I did, but I hit something and then, like, started to experiment, but did not have the proper tools, right? Like, I totally was that person that used, like, a hairbrush or, like, a toothbrush. Yeah, I would just jam stuff up there. I was
like, very just hands on the outside.
I didn't learn hands on the outside until I think my friends got me, like, a joke vibrator that I was, like, but I used the vibrator, right? And I was, like, I was putting it inside of me forever, and I was, like, this feels fine. And then I think just, like, truly by accident, I was, like, here we go. Here's the money spot.
That's where it goes. Mm-hmm.
And then I rewatched it actually, and I was like, fuck, this show is, like, if you go in knowing they're all terrible people, this show is amazing.
It's better.
It's yeah. way better. And it's, like, brilliantly acted, and, like, the writing is really good. It's still shitty people, and it's, like, an all-white right. cast. But her OCD episode, and, like, I think she had the OCD with, like, masturbating. I was like, oh, yeah, that was me at 16. Like, you just all of a sudden are, like, I have to masturbate 7 times tonight or someone's yeah. going to die in my life. And you're just, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, I have to do it before I go to work. Like, I'm late mm-hmm. for a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, that was just, like, my masturbating, like, journey, first off journey. And then, like, I don't know about you, but none of my friends. I was also a little bit, I think, more sexual for similar reasons. Like, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like people wanted me. But so for some reason, then I had, like, all the answers. So my friends were, like, sexually active or, like, giving head at, like, 14. And I wouldn't, like, I would not give head until I was 23 because I was so afraid of penises, like, in my mouth. And I'd had sex. I'd had sex, but way before then, by way before 20. I had sex when I was 20. But I'd always, guys would be like, don't you want to play with it? And I'd be like, no. Like, you can put it inside really, of me, but I don't want it in or around my mouth because I was very afraid of it.
It's scary. It's actually, like, a weird-looking thing. Mm-hmm. It's an appendage that's dangling between two legs. It's crazy to me how much, like, we put behind mm-hmm. having a dick because, to me, I'm like, you're an alien. Like, you're deformed. Like, everything looks good on us. Like, mm-hmm. right? Like, it looks beautiful.
I always get a little freaked out, though, that we do have this, like, gaping hole.
That's fine. I feel that the hole is fine. It's like, I don't know why I'm, like, putting my hands like this. Like, yeah. No, the hole is just, like, a separate mouth.
I mean, it is, but I feel like our mouths are, like, closed most of the time, but I feel like this hole is just open. It's just there.
Yeah, but so is our butthole, right?
But I feel like even your butthole is, like, clenched.
I guess that's true.
Because you got your little sphincter muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a little... We're a little exposed. We're definitely a little exposed. But I don't know. I feel safer with, like, the hole than the fire hose, I guess.
No, and you're right. Like, for sure. And it's also, like, this is not a good description from me on, like, the anatomy of, like, a person with, like, a vagina. It's like, oh, it's just a gaping hole.
A hole.
We just have a gaping hole. But I will.
You guys ever been to health class? Come to health class with us. It's a hole.
Come. Or when you found out there was, like, three separate holes down there.
Oh, that blew my mind where I was like, oh, I can pee with a tampon in. Okay.
Yeah, because I definitely thought, like, for sure, everything came out of the same hole. And I was like, yeah, this is why I get so many UTIs. And then my mom had to be like, no, it's because you don't wipe right, you weird fuck.
Yeah, well, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't anymore, but when I was a child, oh, my God, it was so bad.
Oh, yeah, back to front. Like, it just was what it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame my parents' divorce on that one.
I remember I had, like, a UTI, and I couldn't swallow pills at that point, so my mom would have to, like, put it on, like, a dog, like, put it on peanut butter on bread and, like, ball it up for me.
Yeah.
And I had to do it for, like, 10 days. She's miserable. We get the results of my latest test, and they're still positive. And my mom comes running into, like, my fucking bedroom or wherever I was, and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? I think I was, like, 11 or 12. She did not say, what the fuck are you doing? But she was like, Natalie, I can't. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with you. Come 30 minutes later, the doctors call back, and they're like, hey, we're sorry. We read the wrong test results. She's good. She's no more UTI. And I was like, you mother... fuckers. And that is where my inability to trust doctors started. I was like, what do you mean you read the wrong person's test? Like,
how do you do that?
You can't do that. So now anytime I get I had a breast cancer scare last year. I had a cervical cancer scare last year. All good. Though I need to go get rechecked. I've been ignoring it because I'm nervous.
Oh, my God. I'll go with you. I should check my pussy and my boobies.
Everyone should. Cervical cancer, if you find it, like, I think in the first 5 years, it's very, like, curable. It's when it goes after five. It's like.
I just got my third Gardasil shot.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's.
Yeah. Shout out to Gardasil. I missed the last shot when I was, like, 18 and my gyno was like, you could still do it.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, if you're in your 30s, you could still get your fucking HPV shots. You can still do it.
I need to because same thing. I missed my shot, one of my shots. And so I have HPV, I think it's 18, which is one of the cervical cancer ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she was like, well, you can get it. Like, she's like, it's not going to cure your HPV, but, like, you could get it to stop other strains of it. And I was like, yeah. And I never did. And this was last year. And I was like, I just don't learn from my fucking mistakes.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll get it done.
Yeah, we'll get it
done. You've told me now. And so now I will be, I'll be like, girl, let's, like, have a date. Let's go get Gardasil shots together.
Let's do it.
Gardasil shots are the new manicures.
Let's do it. No, truly. And yeah, you're right. To anyone listening, you don't, what was it? It used to be the cutoff was 27. It's not like a cutoff anymore.
I feel like I was told that, like, after, like, 20 years old, it was sort of like, you fucked up and you should have gotten it. Mm. But my gyno was like, you could still get it in your 30s, like, and you should.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that you could still do it.
Yeah, definitely ask your healthcare provider, ask your gyno, if you use a gyno, about it. I think you just have to pay for the shots, which they're like, it's like a couple hundred, unfortunately. But it's
insurance still covered my shots, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'll need to go check. I feel like my insurance didn't cover it, but I have new insurance now. But yeah, get all the things checked. Check boobs. Check it all. Like, it's worth it. Things happen way earlier. Like, I remember with my boobs, the first doctor was like, it's probably nothing, but we'll, just in case. Like, the way they handled it was, like, very flippant. And I was like, okay, fuck you. You feel the lump. Please, like, get me a mammogram.
Right.
Mammogram. Yeah. And the same thing happened with the breast imaging people. They were like, oh, you're young. It's nothing. Like, it's nothing. And I was like, cool.
Like, bitch, like, people get breast cancer at any age.
Yeah. And so I was like, can you still please schedule me? And they were like, yeah, of course. And so then we do all the things. Like, I have the mammogram and they do, like, an ultrasound. Or is it a sonogram? I don't remember. They use the goop and they're looking.
It's like both. I don't know. I feel like an ultrasound and a sonogram are the same thing.
I want to say, yeah, I think it is just like the same thing. But so they're looking and they're like, cool. We're going to bring the doctor in. And they were like, yeah, the thing you came in for is nothing, but we found other stuff. Like, we're glad you came in. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, yeah, like we found other stuff. And I was like, well, what is it? And they're like, well, we know it's not a cyst. And that's all we can say. Or they're like, we know it's not X. And that's all we can say. And I was like, so it could be cancer. And they're like, yeah, it could be cancer. And I was like, what the fuck? And so then you go back.
This is the worst day of my life.
Oh, it was like the worst day of my life. Well, I had to hang out with friends afterwards. And I was just like, I can't tell anyone. I don't want to. It was like someone's birthday. I was like, I don't want to ruin anyone's like day.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was actually Tim Donnelly's birthday. And I was like, Aaron, no one can know. Like, don't, let's not talk about it.
Dave and Buster's?
Not Dave and Buster's. St. Ripper's Day.
I unfortunately did not make it to that.
That was, so not this year, but that was last year. And so then you go in and you're getting biopsies and all of a sudden everyone's like changes. All the nurses, the doctors doing the biopsies, everything changes. They all say like best of luck. They're no longer like, you're fine. You're young. They're like best of luck on your journey. Best of luck on your journey. And I was like, oh my God, like this is like real. Like this could be something bad.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was awful. And then so you're nervous, right? You've got like four or five people around your exposed boobs. They're like shooting you with these like thing, not shooting you, but they're going in to like get the biopsy, and then they put like a little metal marker in it. And the day before was when Alec Baldwin killed that person on set on accident.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so they're just talking about it while they're like extracting cells from your body. And they're like, well, what do you think happened? And I was like, I don't know. I just don't want to have cancer right now. And they were just like, we just felt it was just so like negligent of them, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, best of luck. Best of luck with your journey. And you're like, what the fuck?
You're the lollipop.
You're the lollipop. It was so wild. But yes, everyone gets stuff checked. And like, it was all good. I have like, my mom has it too. It's like five. Oh, it's right here, actually.
Fibroid adenoma, something like that.
This is my referral for when I need to go again.
I have a lump in my titty that they found in like high school, and it's been there like my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a fibroid adenoma. I'm saying this wrong, but it's something like that, where they're like, it's just like a fibroid.
Yeah, it's like basically like a benign tumor. Fibrodenosis. I have bilateral fibrodenosis of breasts. So I have to get checked in both breasts again. Because they found it in both.
Sexy.
Yeah, like the fat, like the lump I had, they were like, yeah, it's just fatty tissue. Like they're like, it doesn't even pop. They're like, it doesn't even pop up on the ultrasound. And I was like, great. Okay.
I know, but breast cancer is so scary because it's like all the hormones and shit in the food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care. Like I've treated my body so poorly over the years. Like I eat like crap. I love hydrogenated corn syrup, but it's not my fault. It's because it's addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to take responsibility for that. But but yeah, it's like everything these days, and even drinking and shit like that. They like don't tell you that like actually like drinking a ton will like fuck your titties up. So
oh, I didn't know that.
It's crazy. Everything's just like not. Yeah, I mean, drinking a lot is like there's a direct link to titty cancer. It's cute. It's really cute for us. Good for us.
Oh my God. I know. It sucks. It's like everything does kind of possibly cause it, which really sucks. It's like having kids could possibly cause it. Not having kids could possibly cause it. And you're just like, what?
Stress. Yeah. Are you stressed? Then you might get breast cancer.
Wearing too tight of a bra can give you breast cancer. Maybe not wearing a bra. I just don't wear bras anymore, to be honest. I'm so over bras. Oh, yeah. I just don't give a shit.
Sticking your phone too close to your face.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer.
Yeah. So that's, I'm very like, I used to not go to the doctors because I was afraid. So now I do go. I go way more than I used to, though I'm totally ignoring. I need to get my breast checked. I need to get my my vag checked again. Everyone do it. It's worth it. It's quick. It's fine.
Totally. I'll go with you. I would love to. We should make it a date. We should make it a whole thing.
Ooh, I love this. Then get mani-pedis right after.
Yeah, we'll just wear like crazy outfits to get our pussies checked.
This has been a great episode. I know you have to work soon today. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but this has been great.
I don't have to leave for like 20 more minutes, so we can just keep shitting around. Yeah, this has been so fun. I love you so much.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was just thinking the other day because like we know you through, we being me and Aaron, know you through Kelly, and I was just thinking how the friend group blended so seamlessly. Like yeah, Callie's friend group good. And Tim's friend group. Like, I'm like, yeah, I love you. I love Taylor, Kayla, Callie. Like, all these people, Harrison, how, and it felt like we were on very similar planes the whole time and just didn't have that friend to overlap. It's just been really interesting and fun to watch.
I know. I think, I guess Hope doesn't get enough credit either, because it's like really her doing of connecting Callie and Tim together.
Yes. Yes. I was at that protest where Tim and Callie
met. Mm-hmm. It's funny because Callie and I were at the beginning of the pandemic, like FaceTiming a lot. We were like talking a lot about just like relationships. I had like a few months prior, like broken up with a douchebag. And it's very like emotionally raw. We were both just like in like really weird places. And so all of a sudden, like halfway through, she was like, I'm seeing this guy. And I was like, oh. And then everybody's lives changed.
Yeah.
Now we're all friends. So we all went to the Ren Fair together.
Yes.
That was so fun.
That was so fun. I just still laugh that like we lost part of the group for hours. Like
the
for
day.
Five, like the full day. We just like did not know where they were. I felt bad too. Cause I was, at one point I was like, well, I'm not trying anymore. Like I'm not.
I didn't try at all. I was like, let's go. I want to see the Hawks.
They'll find us.
Zero cares in the world.
Zero regrets.
I also was like, they're on drugs. Like I'm just like, they'll find us.
They will find us.
That day was really fun though. And that it actually got me thinking of like, I wonder like, what the sex drama is at the Ren Fair over the summer. Like, I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's a very, like, camp energy.
Oh, there has to be. Like, especially, drama. Like, were you there with that, like, group that they just camp there on the weekends, like, when they're not working? Like, not even just, like, the performers or the workers. They're just, like, this group of people that camp there and live, like, I guess, like, historically accurate for the times. And I was like, they fuck, like they have got to, like, what else are you gonna do?
I don't know, chop wood.
I mean, when we walked by them, I think they were chopping wood and like putting it in a fire. And
I didn't realize there were like real inhabitants of the Ren Fair living there.
I think they only do it like on, like, I think they all have like day jobs. I think they all work. And then they would come, they like pay Taylor. It was like me, Aaron, and was Aaron there? Yes, Aaron was there at this point. Taylor. And because Taylor was like, I have so many questions. Like, I have got to find out what this is. And I think it's like they sort of kind of pay, but it's way cheaper than like paying an actual like campsite. And they all like, they like dress in the traditional like garb and they like work and eat the way like you would of this time, of this era. Your face.
I'm like, I'm disturbed in a way. Like, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So are they COVID deniers?
I don't know. They seem chill. I hope they're not COVID deniers. You never know, though.
I don't know. They might be like, washing hands? Hang them. Think about it. Like, they were killing all those people that were like, hey, like, you should really, you should wash your hands after you take a shit. Like, you should actually be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
For help. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see you in real life. Yay. One day soon.
So this is the part of the episode where I do ask, like, is there anything we didn't talk about that you'd like to talk about?
I don't know. I could talk for it my whole life, but no. I feel like we hit everything.
I think we ran. Was it ran the gambit? Gambit. My southern accent came out a little bit there. Gambit.
We ran the gambit.
We hit all the fun things: masturbation, sex, head, Titanic.
Titanic like two or three times.
Two or three times.
I just I love talking about sex with you.
Yay! I hope you had a blast. I had a blast recording that. We could have talked forever, which are always like my favorite episodes, but Hannah had to go. And also I had like a minor technical difficulty on my end, so a little bit got cut out, unfortunately. But as you can see, as you heard, there was plenty to talk about. I got to see her the next day, IRL, and just had a blast. So remember,
You don't have to swallow if you don't want to. That's just for me. Anyways, I can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks. And also, you can follow Hannah on Instagram if you'd like. It is great content. So Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, period C, period Kaplan, with a K. And I will see you all in 2 weeks. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of your month. And we'll talk next hump day. Bye, y'all.